The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, good people of Earth? It is I, Heath Mulligan. I am back, and I am recording this on January the 18th, 2024. And today's a unique day, as today is the 5-year anniversary of my wife Karen passing away. And as I was looking through my Facebook memories, we've done different things over these last 5 years. I know there was 1 year we went out of town for the weekend. We've done different things. I know for me, back in December, when I hung up the 2024 calendar in my office, I knew I had personal days that I could take, and so I circled this day. And when back in late December, when we were going to Cincinnati for the Follow Youth Conference, I was going there to represent Southern Wesleyan University. When we were going there, I was reminded, we went through Hendersonville and Asheville and that way. And when we were driving, I was reminded of a couple of stores that Karen really liked to go to in Hendersonville. There's a store called A Day in the Country. And I decided then, I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. And today was pretty cool. Got up. I took Drake to school and then headed to Hendersonville, took my time, you know, and went to this store that I'd been to several times. And it's one of those stores where if you're a guy, man, this isn't your store, man. It's a women's store, lots of little knickknacks and really cool things. But you know, Karen just loved that store. She had some family that lived in Hendersonville. And so we would go up there. And she just loved this store. And if I'm being honest, now when we lived in Oakway, it would have been a little bit more of a haul. You know, it was probably two hours for us from Oakway. But, you know, from where I live now, it's about an hour drive. And it was just like I remembered it, and went in and shopped around and actually got a couple of things. One of the things I got, I've always been fascinated by these, and this is something that I always looked at when we went to the store. It's these yearbooks where it'll have like the year, and then you look through the book, it tells you like the price of milk, the price of a house. It has different ads from that year. And so I found one, and I found the one for 1999, the year we were married, and I thought that would be kind of a cool memento of the day. And then I picked up a birthday card for later. So, you know, just walked around, took my time. I didn't have anything today. Today was just a day to chill, you know. I really didn't know. Like, that was my only plan, is I knew I wanted to go there, and I knew that the Biltmore Town Square, or whatever it's called, you know, you kind of park, there's shops, and walk around, and so that's what I did, man. It's just been a leisurely day. And somebody asked me this morning, because I said, you know, sometimes I often think about what I would, you know, what she would say to me. Especially, you know, it's been a pretty hard season. Yesterday was a really hard day for just some weird reasons. and where, you know, the kind of season where your self-confidence is kind of shot. And I would say, you know, Karen was my biggest cheerleader. I've done multiple podcast episodes about that. But as I'm talking to my friend, he said, well, what would you say to her? And I think I'm pretty open about the fact that I have those conversations. Like, I talk to, I don't know if she can hear me, and I have peace. Like, she doesn't need to hear what I have to say, but I do it for me, you know? And it's, you know, it's kind of therapeutic. You know, I don't look at it as praying. I don't look, you know, it's just something that helps me. And a lot of those conversations are, I'm sorry, well, I really messed this up, those kind of things. I think Karen would be happy in a lot of ways. And I think she would be, she would be a stabilizing influence in our lives. And so I have a friend who is in his 90s. His wife recently passed away, and I know it's just been extremely difficult for him because, you know, when you retire and when you're married for 70 years and you're with that person nearly every day, and like, you don't do anything without them. I mean, I can't wrap my head around that. So I can't imagine what he's going through. I know the pain and the sense of loss and kind of the hole I feel in my life. And, you know, Karen and I weren't quite married 20 years. But you know, the old saying is, some days are better than others. That's a very true thing. What was I looking to get out of today? I think the good thing about today was I had a plan. And I didn't just let this day happen to me. That I wanted to do something intentionally that would make me remember her. And even you know, going to see a movie, I got finished eating lunch and I sat down outside and I was like, okay, do I want to go see this movie? Do we got time to see this movie? And it was almost like we were going back and forth. Do you really want to see this movie? I kind of want to see this movie. And just in my head, I'm having this back and forth conversation. That was one thing, you know, before we had kids, Karen and I a lot of times would, and we probably didn't do it as much as I think we did, but we would go to church on Sunday nights, and then we would go to the movies. We'd go see a late movie on Sunday nights. And she just loved going to the movies. We'd get nachos and popcorn, and we'd be good to go. I go to the movies by myself a lot. And people think, that's weird. I'm like, well, you know, I'm not going there to talk. I'm going there to see a movie. It's something that I don't know, man. I can't explain it. And if that makes me weird, okay. But it's something I enjoy and I do it. So I want to just encourage you today. Whether it's been 5 years or 5 days or 5 weeks or whatever since your loved one passed away, you learn to ride the wave, and you learn to just be, you have to be so kind to yourself. That's the only way to get, I mean, the grace of God, number one, that's what gets you through grief. You have to be so kind to yourself. Because I think it's a natural part of the grieving process to feel guilty and to beat yourself up and to ask questions and to be angry at yourself and wish and regret and all of that. But eventually you have to get to a point where the kindness that you show yourself outweighs all that. And certainly in the time since Karen passed, the joy and happiness that memories of her bring me are so, they just grown stronger through the years. And I miss her. There's a curiosity of, you know, what if things were different? What if she wasn't sick? You know, what twists and turns would our life have taken? I feel like there's a lot of times that I'm very indecisive and wishy-washy. And I think, in my mind, I think of my friends that I must be so frustrating to be friends with. I'm so, so wishy-washy. Just so back and forth on certain things. And in my mind, I'm like, I must just drive people crazy, is how I think of it. But I think Karen would definitely cut through a lot of that and helped in the decision-making process, if that makes sense. But she's missed. Think about her all the time. And what really gives you strength and what really is beautiful about life on earth are those moments and those days when you are thinking about the past and like just drawing peace and joy from that, from those wonderful memories. You are living in the present, like you're present, you are aware, you are tuned in, you're not distracted. But then you are also excited and looking toward the future. And Yeah, and that can happen even when times are bad, times are hard. That can be hard. Sorry, I had to hand some food over to my son. So, Missy Karen, we're doing our best every day. Drake's getting to graduate, ready to graduate. We got some pretty big changes happening in our lives. But I'm excited for the future. I think sometimes we are put in situations in life where we have to do really hard things. And I think part of being an adult is when you have to think about the big picture. And you have to think about, okay, I really want to do this. You got to look at all the dominoes. You got to look at how everything's going to affect everything else. And I think that's the hardest thing about this season. Is I think some of the internal wishy-washiness within me, it's not really real. It is, this going back and forth. But at the end of the day, internally you're thinking, well, you know, I got a choice I got to make. But you really don't. When you look at the totality of things, there's certain things you got to do, and you got to suck it up, buttercup, and you just got to make it happen, and you got to make the most of things. And I think that's what Karen would say. I think Karen would say, you got this. You got this. You got this. And I think in a lot of ways she would say she was proud of me. She'd say she's proud of the kids. And that's good enough. That's good enough for these days. So God bless all of you. Thanks for all your support. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your text of encouragement and all that stuff, man. It carries me. Best days are ahead. 100% my best days are ahead. Starting today. So much love all of you. Much love to all of you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.